Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
Mark your calendars. Tuesday, January 11th. 2022. High noon, Eastern Standard Time in the Great Republic of the United States of America. We have reached the tipping point. The House of Cards has officially collapsed, and the Pentagon has released confirmed documents from 2017 and 2018 where Fauci, Bill Gates, and Peter Daszak built COVID-19, and we're asking permission to release it onto the public. I'm going to say that again. Project Veritas has gotten the documents that are confirmed to be real, plus we have them cross-indexed with documents that have already come out in court from the email senders. We already had it from Daszak, from Gates, from Fauci, and others to the Pentagon and to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and to the University of Texas in Galveston that was involved in criminal activity as well with Fauci. Developing this. We already had all those. We covered them at nauseam. Here's the Stacks of News, London Independent, you name it. Reporting on Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins in the open air of China. Remember all those? Well, guess what? The Pentagon has released a huge document, and so has DARPA. Talk about covering their asses with Fauci named and Peter Daszak's group running it, saying we have developed over the last decade, and this is 4 years ago, 5 years ago, so that's a decade back from that, just like we told you. This is all open source, but this is the Pentagon admitting it. A chimeric SARS virus with five different viruses with the HIV delivery system that Fauci and Bill Gates literally co-own the patent on the damn spike protein that we've all been hit with. It's in growing in me. It's growing in you. It's growing in Rob Dew's brain. It's growing in my dad's brain. Messed them up bad, but they bounced back, thank God. I still haven't recovered. It's made me irritable as hell. And it's all on record that these murdering monsters did this. And now Veritas even has whistleblowers on video from DARPA talking about it. And hidden cameras. I mean, this isn't a science fiction movie. It's not a Netflix special. It's not something in the movie theater you're watching eating popcorn. This is real world. And that's only one of the mega, mega, I mean, there's not words to describe how big this is. Massive bombshell. And I'll tell you what's even more frustrating than this when I come back and go over all this is it's all in this document we covered a year plus ago, run by the Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, and others. SPARS 2025, 2028, then another SPARS 2023, 2025. This is the main document that's really set in the year 2020 to 2024. Of when they release it, how they release it, how they respond, how the public finds out they've been soft-killed, how they didn't blame government ministers and burn the scientists, but Big Pharma will be protected. They even lay out the criminal blueprint script in this, and you overlay this with the lockstep Event 201, Crimson Contagion, Dark Winter plans, and they all perfectly overlay to the exact plan. And General Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, concurs with my analysis and says it's dead on. I agree with him, too. But here's the facts now. Of course, he agrees with my outside reverse engineering because he was there when they approached him and they said no. But he wouldn't tell me it was classified. He just said, boy, where do you get your information? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we're going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you tune into this broadcast to get tomorrow's news today, to get next year's news today, to get next millennia's news today, and that's what you're going to get. And you don't tune in here to have us go over all the things we've been right about because we've got their own admissions and documents. It's just our research. That's what's so frustrating is that people just wake up to what's going on. It's game over, New World Order. But it's like we're over here at the little kid table at Thanksgiving having our food, and the big adults are over at their table. Well, all you got to do is go over to the adult table, and they all brag about what they're doing to you. They don't hide any of it. You've just got to have the courage to go over and listen. So I'm going to tell you about the biggest news in the whole COVID saga yet that's broken. And tomorrow probably be something even bigger. It's just a quickenings here. That's not hype. Everybody knows it. And then I'm going to tell you what that really means and what's coming next and what we've reverse engineered. And let me tell you, it's horrible. It's civilization ending. Everyone listening, 80% of you at least, will be dead in 8 years if we don't stop this. Please don't be part of the survivors in 8 years and go, man, that guy was right. Because obviously they're going to come after me long before this all unfolds. So I am on a suicide mission. And I want to be deadly clear here. I love life so much, I will never commit suicide. I'm not a reckless person. I don't even speed in my car anymore the last 3-4 years. I get in the slow lane now just because I like to relax and I'm just risk-averse to the important mission I'm carrying out. And I'm more worried about myself out in public now, so I'm not an easy target because I need to be here as long as I need to be to take on the globalists. I want to be here to take care of my family. But that said, a suicide mission has different definitions. But the basic definition of a suicide mission in the last 100 years is a military mission where you've got a 50% chance or more of dying. Well, life is a suicide mission. You have a 100% chance in life if you're conceived and you grow in your mother's womb and you're born and you live a life, if you're blessed enough to live a long time, you are on a suicide mission. So everybody needs to stop living in fear and realize that living in fear is what has allowed them to put us in this position of mind control and mass hysteria and slavery. And the only thing we should fear is fear itself. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's what Franklin Delano Roosevelt said. You say what you want about the man. He was an Anglophile British intelligence globalist. But he told the truth there. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And that doesn't mean there aren't dangerous and bad things out there, but we learn about them. We then oppose them. We then defeat them. We then mitigate them. We vanquish them. We do whatever it is we can get done. And that's called building a moral, upright civilization. So let me just calmly tell you the big news. And the next segment, I'm going to play the 7.5 minute Project Veritas bombshell of bombshells. And here's what's incredible. We already know all this, and this had already come out, except they have the DARPA whistleblowers, and they have the other end of the Pentagon and DARPA giving them the documents that are the other side of the communications with Fauci, Peter Daszak, Bill Gates, and others, and the Wuhan bat lady. And admitting its gain of function using that term and saying they wanted to open it up into the open air and release it. Incredible, over the top, it's posted in the live show feed area of Infowars.com. Can we put the live show feed up for folks? Thanks. Now, we have that mega bombshell. Pentagon docs confirmed Fauci secretly developed COVID-19, sought permission to release it. Now, what's the rest of the story? I'll give it to you now so I don't forget. Then we'll come back and go through this, and then bombshells just as big. They're all coming at once now. It's a crescendo. It's a finale. We're building towards war, financial collapse, cyber outages that the globalists are going to run. They've all pre-programmed it. They've all got it ready. It's all coming. Brace yourselves for impact. I don't say that so you get in fear and get in a fetal position and piss on yourself. I say it so you get ready. We're not 1 minute out, as they say in the military. We're on the ground. We're in the conflict. It's on. It just gets worse from here until we defeat it. All I'm offering you is blood and pain and sorrow and just nightmares, but victory on the other side. If you admit to this now, we have a good chance of mitigating it and backing it off and having a crash landing where we don't get hurt too bad. But we don't have long. They've implemented the final phases. They're going to kill 80% of us in 8 years if we don't stop them. Guaranteed. It's the public plan. Bill Gates didn't run around blackmailing tens of thousands of scientists and buying off all these governments and setting all this up through Pfizer to play games. I've got stacks of government documents admitting 40% death rate increase already, that they knew it would kill you. They did it on purpose. And I'm telling you, whistleblowers coming out, as is now happening, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, the deputy head of DARPA has now gone public. I mean, it's and they all are saying, former Wall Street Journal editor was on yesterday, the editor, saying, yeah, this is a depopulation war takeover. That guy's part of the biggest institutes on the Hill. He was part of the establishment. He thought they were building this globalist system for peace. Now he realizes it's a lie. You better decide which side you're on. So we have that ultra-massive news, but you know what's really going on here. The first person I learned about nanotech, and this was actually a synthetic thing over a year and a half ago, was General Flynn. And then, of course, it came out that indeed they were releasing it in China. Not the Chinese, but the Bill Gates group. And now we know, and now the head of Pfizer admits that this is all nanotech. I got video of that coming up. That's the other big bombshell. There's like five of them. I mean, just that bombshell alone. He went on Bloomberg. We have the clip. And he said, human genetics are broken and failed. We're going to fix you now with the next rollout of vaccines that change your DNA. This is a corporate hostile takeover of the human biological system. They don't want to just take over all the grass and all the trees and all the farm products. Thousands of GMO systems coming out. We're the main target. This isn't like the 1980s remake of The Thing where it's a crash flying saucer. You know, the creature is unfrozen and takes people over. This is Big Pharma doing it in slow motion, but now it's accelerating. So let's put the show headline back up again, please, because this says it all. The CEO of Pfizer says they're involved in a DNA genetic takeover of all life on Earth, starting with humans, to fix our DNA. And meanwhile, the Senate Democrats have introduced a bill for forced national adoption of COVID-19 vaccine passports to travel inside the U.S., internal checkpoints, camps being built, bills introduced at 12 states to arrest people that aren't injected and put you in camps for your refusal. The Great Reset is a mad scientist revolution. The head of Pfizer has now announced a plan to forcibly inject the world to, quote, fix our DNA. Imagine if aliens landed and said, we're going to inject you, you're now going to live longer, everything's fine, trust us. You'd say, I don't trust you, especially when the shots are killing everybody. This is our own species, but they believe that they are gods merging with machine and taking over their genetic evolution, and they're trying to force us to go along with it. That's why they're suspending common sense and saying, oh, suddenly all the champions in the U.S. Olympic team are men competing as women. That doesn't make any sense. It isn't meant to. It's an assault. So we have that. But I'm going to tell you what's really behind all this when we come back. And then it just gets crazier and crazier. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. We're living inside the last days of any free speech and power. You're not going to have power most of the time at your house. You're not going to have fuel anymore. I mean, it's going to start soon, okay? I mean, they're going to collapse everything. I'm very sorry to have to tell you this.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tuesday, January 11th transmission. You don't tune in to hear us just break down how we were right, though we documented the show. We're not making stuff up, and we know the way out of this because we do our research. We understand how the globalists operate. You tune in to learn about tomorrow's news today. And a lot of you have foresight. You can see what's going on better than I can. That's why we're a family of people that come together to do our research and tell the truth instead of the globalist family of deception and lies. Doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, but we're striving for the truth. We rely upon the truth as our North Star. Remember when Trump was president-elect, and he just gotten into office then, and Fauci comes out in early 2017 and says, Trump will be challenged by a new deadly virus and a big global pandemic, guaranteed. Well, he knows he'd already gone to the Pentagon. He knows he'd already tried to get authorization for gain of function. He wanted to, quote, release an open air in China. He went to DARPA. And so we now know they went to Trump. So when they released this, they could act like he was involved and the Pentagon was involved. So the same globalist group could blackmail the Pentagon and DARPA and Trump. So they failed there. And Trump then in 2018 killed all the funding that he learned was still going on. Good thing Trump did. They were still able to trick him into Operation Warp Speed to get the economy going, and he thought help people that were sick. So he didn't buy the first setup. He bought the second setup. Here is part of the new Project Veritas information that just dropped last night. It's on InfoWars.com. It's in the live show feed. You need to get it and share it because this is the Pentagon side, the DARPA side, confirming all the documents that are already out from Fauci's side. He is guilty of mass murder, along with Peter Daszak and Bill Gates. They must be arrested now. Here's part of the report.
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said.
You're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function, but they gained in lethality.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous.
Because it wasn't a leak.
Lack of judgment, I think
it wasn't a leak. It was on purpose. That's what the docs show. They released it.
Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen military documents regarding the origins of COVID-19, gain-of-function research, vaccines, potential treatments which have been suppressed, and the government's effort to conceal all of this. Dr. Anthony Fauci has testified many times before Congress stating that the U.S. government was never involved in gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said. First of all, gain-of-function is a very nebulous term.
But the thing is you're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain-of-function.
According to the definition that is currently operable,
we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
You have said that I am unwilling to take any responsibility for the current pandemic. I have no responsibility for the current pandemic.
That assertion is based on the NIH's definition of gain of function. However, the documents we've obtained refute that. The documents in question stem from a report at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, better known as DARPA, which were hidden in a top-secret share drive. But what is DARPA? They are an agency under the U.S. Department of Defense, which facilitates research and technology with potential military applications. Dr. Stephen Walker was the director of DARPA at the time of the EcoHealth Alliance proposal. A source sent us this video of Dr. Walker talking about research they were exploring related to mRNA technology and its potential application with military personnel in the field.
DARPA, about 5 or 6 years ago, stood up an office called the Biotechnology Office, and the real purpose of that was to understand how biology worked and then build design, build, and test cycles where you could engineer microorganisms to do things that you want to do.
Though the main report regarding the EcoHealth Alliance proposal leaked on the Internet a couple of months ago, it has remained unverified until now. Project Veritas has obtained a separate report to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense, written by the U.S. Marine Corps Major Joseph Murphy, a former DARPA fellow. Major Murphy makes claims in his report to the Inspector General that, if true, could be damning to the official narrative that has been played out to the world over the past 2 years. Major Murphy's report states that EcoHealth Alliance approached DARPA in March 2018, seeking funding to conduct gain-of-function research of bat-borne coronaviruses. The proposal was named Project Diffuse. DARPA rejected the proposal because the work was too dangerous and could violate the gain-of-function moratorium, despite EcoHealth's position that it would not. According to the documents, the NIAID, under the direction of Dr. Fauci, did not reject the proposal. They went ahead with the research at Wuhan and several sites across the U.S. Dr. Fauci has repeatedly maintained his position, under oath, that the NIH and NIAID have not been involved in gain-of-function research with the EcoHealth Alliance program. This appears to be contradictory to Major Murphy's analysis and the rejection from the Biological Technologies Office at DARPA. Major Murphy's report goes on to detail great concern over the COVID-19 gain-of-function program, the concealment of documents, the suppression of potential curatives like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and the mRNA vaccines. To be clear, Major Murphy is not the source of our reporting. As far as we're aware, he has done nothing that violates his oath of service to our country. We were able to track him down, and though he couldn't go into detail about the hidden documents, he did offer this heartfelt statement.
I offer no comments on the investigation or internal Marine Corps deliberations. I offer a brief comment to those that desire answers and to those that withhold them. To those seeking answers, I offer encouragement. There are good people striving for the truth, working together in and out of government, and they succeed. To those that withhold, I pray for you. Find the moral courage to come forward. Don't let a lie be our legacy to posterity. People will forgive. A commitment to truth is in the heart of this nation. Semper Fi.
Project Veritas reached out to DARPA for comment regarding the hidden documents and spoke with the Chief of Communications, Jared Adams.
Doesn't sound normal to me. No, like I said, if something resides in a classified setting, then it should be appropriately marked. I'm not at all familiar with unmarked documents that reside in a classified space. No, that, like I said, that doesn't sound like. I mean, it's not good practice to put unmarked materials in a classified space. But there may be cause to, because something is determined to be classified.
All right, folks, there is a lot more of this report. It's posted at band.video and projectveritas.com. It's also posted in the live show feed today. We have it archived and mirrored at band.video, so get it and share the full report. But I'm going to give you the rest of the story when we come back, because this is the Pentagon confirming what we already knew. We already have these from lawsuits and a bunch of documents from the EcoHealth Alliance and the Wuhan lab. This has been confirmed, but this just triple confirms that the Pentagon was upset and said hell no to the plan. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, We're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones.
Well, if you ever wonder why the Democratic Party and the deep state are pulling out all the stops to try to shut us down, it's because 9 times out of 10, we are the first to ram through the big, giant, bombshell breaking news. We were the first in February of 2020. Almost 2 years ago, to specifically name the lab, the contracts, Peter Daszak, North Carolina, everything with Dr. Francis Boyle. And by the way, guys, let's get him on ASAP, please. And again, it's not about, oh, look, we were right. It's, hey, we've got the enemy plan. That's why we're always right, basically. We rarely even misinterpret this stuff. And now Veritas doesn't just get the other side of the contracts of communications with the Pentagon and DARPA. He gets the military brass saying this is wrong, this is evil, which was in the London Telegraph now 6 months ago, that the Pentagon said, no way, release a gain-of-function bioweapon that kills humans in China? You want to start a war? And that's when General Flynn was in charge of everything. And a year later, once Trump knew Flynn had been right, once he got tricked into kicking him out, Trump killed the project. Because even though the Pentagon had said no to that part of the project, the U.S. government and the NIH and the CDC were still funding the general operation. So that's something that goes to Trump's credit. But they got him still getting him to sign on to the vaccine itself, which was just really more of the same nanotech spike protein put into the body. That is artificial synthetic RNA that programs your DNA. And in all the Pfizer documents and all the Moderna documents and all the CRISPR documents and all of the base documents, these are different systems of gene editing, they said it's synthetic nanotech spike protein owned by, we showed you this last week, this is mainstream news, a joint patent of a company owned by Bill Gates with Anthony Fauci, that they've owned since the mid-90s. They synthetically reproduced the HIV delivery system, and that's the spike protein that is a toxic substance that kills white blood cells and other things. And now they've introduced a form of the system that causes AIDS into the public. But this is far worse. It has a bunch of other effects, and that's why if you've caught COVID, and everybody's going to get it, you're going to have long-term problems. And if you take the shots, you're even worse. They get you coming and going. And I hate to give everybody bad news. There's ways to mitigate. And it's coming out. There's ways to mitigate. Glutathione, cycling, things like ivermectin, a lot of vitamin C, a lot of vitamin D, a lot of zinc, a lot of good iodine. And also, on two-week cycles, and I'm not your doctor, I'm going to tell you this what the scientists say, and it's been proven, fluvoxamine is such a strong antidepressant, and antidepressants do so much to the body, they block it as well, its replication. The question is, does any of it survive and start growing back again? Because they're colonizing you with prions. I mean, this is next level, and it happened. So we have that, and then on the heels of that, we have the arrogant globalists. Globalism, remember, is corporate rule. We have the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, saying gene editing companies will correct genetic mistakes in your DNA. He says the new revolution of mRNA is that humans are broken. They're going to fix us with new mRNA vaccines that cure us of everything. And, of course, you're going to have to take it because we're on the socialist healthcare system. They've got to save us. But really, it's meant to depopulate us. What an announcement of the corporate hostile takeover of your body. And remember, people were freaked out about the tomatoes and the potatoes being GMO and the corn. And now it's your very body. Here he is on Bloomberg yesterday.
In another area that we announced today, a partnership with BIM, are the rare diseases. These are diseases mainly that they have as a cause a mistake in your DNA. It's a genetic mistake. Something is wrong with your DNA, and as a result, you have a disease. What we try to do with the base gene editing technology, which BIM is a master, It is to targets that will be delivered through mRNA that will be able to correct this mistake. There are several genetic technologies. We did a lot of due diligence, and we thought that the base, this how it's called, the technology base, is the best. And also did a lot of due diligence about companies, and the best one was BIM, and this is why we did this partnership. We are having some other deals that we announced today that will help us to improve even further. The Acuitas, which has given us license for 10 different targets in the LNP target. LNP, it is the lipid nanoparticles that are used to transfer the RNA. And the last but not least, it is the codex. What codex technology is all about? They are creating DNA instead of biological manufacturing,
yep.
Which means that you have virus to make it. It's a synthetic.
Albert Bourla, Bilderberg Group, New World Order, Davos Group member, and he is literally taking your body over, financing all the health ministers of the world, buying them off for forced injections, endless lockdowns, until you take the first injection that erases your immune system. Then when you get deathly ill, he's going to offer you new gene therapies that will save you from what he's done. And they believe by buying off all the regulators and leaders, they'll get away with it. So let me explain this again. Military documents of gain of function contradict Fauci's testimony under oath. That's Project Veritas' own angle. It's the Pentagon and DARPA saying no to a plan that developed and released COVID, because they're saying they want to release it in the documents, and the Pentagon said no. So the Pentagon and DARPA said no to Fauci's plan to release COVID-19, which they went ahead and did. It was not a lab leak. That's why Fauci in 2017 said Trump will be forced to do a bunch of stuff because of a pandemic that will happen. And he said in 2019 on C-SPAN, it's an imminent new virus out of China that is going to be SARS-related bird flu that will be used to blow up the old system and bring in the mRNA revolution. These damn people think you're idiots. They brag on TV about what they've done. And listen, I'm not backing down from them. Even Rand Paul is only attacking this from the side. And I know he's been through a lot. Well, I'm going all the way, but I need money to beat all the Democratic Party lawsuits and all their operations and to build parallel systems that I'm not even going to get into here and a lot more. But we're not going anywhere. And I'm literally fighting like the devil. I'm killing myself, working 15, 16, 20 hours a day to get this done. We're a couple months behind, but a lot of it starts launching very, very soon. But I need money to prosecute a war, and I got products you need. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the sale will end Thursday. It is 50% off all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids for your immune system, your body, what God gave you to counter all this. And X2, most people are deficient in iodine. Most people can't absorb regular iodine. This is pure atomic, so it goes right in your cells. Nobody else has got this. It's been sold out 50% off. And bone broth is the highest quality chicken broth condensed with chaga mushroom and with high quality turmeric and a bunch of other known super immune and just body strength boosters. Everybody knows just one little bowl of chicken soup is really great because it's got that essence in it. And those key amino acids and things. This is super concentrated, even better than the last design of it we had. And it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, Ultimate Bone Broth, Primal Human Nutrition. It's discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And it is your purchases that make this entire broadcast and everything we do possible. All right, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back. And I haven't even scratched the surface. It's hard to believe. More mainstream news about FEMA camps being open for the unvaccinated in the U.S. Everything you see in Australia coming here soon. We've got the Senate Democrat-sponsored bills by the Senate leader, by Chuck Schumer, to forcibly make you have a vaccine passport to leave your house. It's all coming up. I mean, the criminals are making their move. This is the attempted takedown of the West.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So I remember back in 2012, we got documents from 2010. And I got them from Army Intelligence at Fort Hood that leaked them to us. And when we published them, the media said, yeah, they're real, but the military's not responding. And then a year later, the Pentagon released them themselves. And it was Obama administration's directive to prepare the head of the Department of the Army to get internment camps ready around the United States. And even though we had the document and they admitted it was real, it was hard to believe they used the term re-education camp. Just type in Army document, President Obama, re-education camps. You'll get the news articles about it. You'll be on the Army website now. You fast forward 12 years from 12 years ago, and it's just all out in the open. Oh, legislation introduced to put you in a camp if you don't take a shot. Oh, legislation introduced by Chuck Schumer. That means they want to pass it to not let you travel inside the U.S. if you don't have a vaccine passport, just like Australia, just like the U.N. wants. I mean, this is here. And then the admissions. Owen Schroyer rides a shotgun with us at the bottom of the next hour. And then we have an interview that hasn't dropped yet that was just shot as we speak, concluded. But Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, the biggest story in the last week and a half with Joe Rogan and tens of millions of views just on Twitter alone, everywhere else, probably 50, 60 million, who knows? It's huge, one of the biggest ever. I talked to Joe last weekend about it. And trying to silence him and demonize him and blow up their face, she just got the exclusive Malone response to the attacks and Malone's response to Project Veritas, and more. That's bottom of the hour, excerpts of that, and by this evening, the full hour-long interview will drop at band.video. So very exciting there, but I wanted to get Owen Schroyer on last night because he was pointing out Governor Whitmer organized the attack on the Michigan Capitol. Clearly the FBI should organize the attempt to kidnap herself, and the same FBI agents then ran the Jan 6 attack. We got that coming up start of the next hour, because that is such a huge issue that she walks free while they're trying to put Owen and I in prison, and Owen has been charged and indicted, they say, for breaking into the Capitol, though he was outside peacefully trying to stop people. But that's next hour, Owen. What do you make of the CEO of Pfizer saying, yes, we're going to edit your DNA with the new injections to fix you? He said to fix you, whether you like it or not. The Pentagon confirming that Fauci came to him with Peter Daszak to develop COVID-19 and to release it. They said, hell no. We already knew that last year, but now it's confirmed with the Pentagon. Democrats, states are announcing they're going to send sick people with COVID back into nursing homes to kill the one group that can die. They've been caught. They're doing it again, like a dog going back to its vomit. Senate bill would force states to pair voter ID with vaccine passports, while the Senate's also introduced H.R. 1, eliminates voter ID to vote. So you need an ID as a citizen to leave your house, but no ID to vote. My God, Owen, this is pretty damn obvious.
Yeah, there's, I would say, five or six or more issues today that are kind of on the waterfront that are Rosetta Stone issues, and we're really in a trial phase right now. If we can't have victories with at least half of these developments, victories for just reality and common sense, you say, well, what's a victory? Well, let's just accept the reality that the vaccines don't work. Can we even have that victory? But that's just one minor thing. Here's what people need to understand, Alex. The global elites have decided they're going to test their future technology on us. That's what the mRNA technology is all about. So when the CEO of Pfizer says, oh, you know, this is going to be for future treatments. Yeah, it doesn't work to stop COVID and it's not going to help stop the spread, but you'll be glad that you took it later. It's a futuristic nanotechnology. So what they want to do is they want to say,
by the way, you weren't being hypothetical. He now admits in front of a Senate panel it doesn't work and it was all just a big test.
Yeah.
Here's the quote and the video,
which, of course, we've been reporting on for years, but we won't belabor that point. So they want to make it. This is going to be the Theranos scam 2.0 is what I see happening here, Alex, is the Theranos scam 2.0, where the lady says, hey, we can test your blood and we can determine if you're going to have cancer or not. That ended up being just a $1 billion boondoggle scam. She's still in court over those charges. But this isn't about billions of dollars. Pfizer has plenty of money. This is about power. And so what they're going to do is they're going to claim that they have this mRNA injection that they can go in with some other nanotechnology combination, and they can say, oh, we know if you're going to have a brain aneurysm in 30 years.
Well, that's what he said. He said, we're going to put nanotech in you through the shots, and then it'll decide what's sick, and then we'll inject you for that. They're basically loading everybody with the precursor nanobots and confirming what everybody said. They literally put nanobots in everybody that are self-replicating.
So they'll say,
that's all confirmed, folks, that they're admitting it.
So they'll say, well, we can save your life. You're going to have cancer in 5 years, or you're going to have a brain tumor in 10 years, or you're going to have kidney failure in 6 years.
Caused by the bots.
And so, but they're going to say, now you can take our new technology, nanotechnology. We've already determined the problem. Now we can go in and rig your DNA and manipulate your DNA with the mRNA nanotechnology and save your life. But, and there's always the catch, you've got to take the mRNA implantable technology. You've got to take that mark of the beast. And so the selling point is, oh, we're going to be saving your life, but you have to drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. You have to take the big pharma injection in order for us to save your life.
So it's corporate takeover of the entire human genome.
So it's not going to be about money. It's going to be all about power. And at the end of the day, you're still just going to be a test subject. They just want to perfect the technology so that the elite billionaire or trillionaire class, whatever it is going to be able to use it to save their lives. So it's not going to save.
By the way, that's in their own words.
It's not going to save the average, you know, peasant, as their view. And maybe it might help some people, probably not. But for them, They'll perfect the technology that they test on us for themselves years down the road. And they pretty much admitted all of this now. So it was on InfoWars over a year ago, 10 years ago, all of this would come out. Now they're openly bragging about it. But that's just one of the trials, I think, that we're in right now to decide if we're going to have a victory for human freedom in this realm, on this planet. Because if we can't accept what's being done to us right in front of our face with this, then there's really, because that's how the globalists view it, Alex, then we don't deserve to live. If you're basically the dodo bird, and you're just walking around, no predators, and somebody can just come scoop you up and cook you for dinner, and you don't have a survival instinct, then you should be extinct. That's how they look at it. You should be extinct, just like the dodo bird. You don't have a survival instinct anymore.
And by the way, what you're saying, even Elon Musk has been to all these events with him. He's blown the whistle on it. So did Bill Joy 22 years ago in Wired Magazine, co-owner of Sun Microsystems. He went to the events and they said this. Are we only people just partying and have fun now that humans are obsolete because of robots, or kill them? And the decision was kill you through injections. And so that's begun. And they're also, that's why some people get a saline, some people get a GMO, some people get a mutagenic, some people get a real vaccine for COVID. It's all a big test. And that's coming out in the documents. Big news we're breaking tomorrow on that front, confirming that, oh, why are so many saline? Well, it's not just some of the workers and don't want to hurt kids, so they, you know, use saline. That's part of it. But no, they have databases now on a computer. Pops up and tells them which shot. So the person administering doesn't know, but now they've gone and tested the vials, and now they know. A lot of people are being given mutagenic injections that cause cancer to grow.
Yeah, it's a controlled experiment, and this is just one of the Rosetta Stone developments that humanity is going to have to look a serious look in the mirror and say, are we really going to let this happen? Are we going to take this serious? Are we going to put down the ball game? Are we going to put down the party hat? Are we going to put down whatever it is and actually try to save this planet from this conquering effort that we're in that we're all witnessing right now?
You know, I cannot stress what you're saying enough. This is a test. If you read the Bible, but you study history, it's true. You can see it unfolding now. Don't need the Bible to know it, but it's been proven right. This is a test. God, when we become evil, steps out of the way and lets the devil make a move at us. So God said, okay, you want to kill kids? You want to kill old people? You want to be corrupt? You want to say God didn't exist? I'll step out of the way, and now evil's making its run at us. And if we don't stop this, then the full collapse happens.
And I've got some other stories that tie into this as well. But, you know, people may be confused and say, well, why would Bill Gates go on national television and say, I want to control the population and get it down to zero with vaccines? Why would the CEO of Pfizer say, yeah, the vaccine doesn't work at all, but don't worry, you're going to be glad you took it in the future, and be so arrogant and laugh about it? Because they're in such a stage of arrogance that they know you're like a dodo bird, that they can walk right up to you and throw you in a burlap sack.
Well, that's the key. If they snuck up, you'd run. But if they just do it very calm, like, I'm going to split your throat, you'll have nothing, I'm nothing, you're going to die. You ready, liberal? And then if they do it real calm, that's how it works. It's all behavioral psychology. Plus, they've been given dominion by God. God has given Satan dominion over the earth for a short time. This is their time. This is their season. They're psychotic killers. They're mad scientists. And they're being given their time out of the cage to do this.
So are we going to let Anthony Fauci get away with creating COVID-19 with all the documentation that we have now, and then he lies about it under oath? Are we going to let Gretchen Whitmer and the mainstream media and the Democrat Party get away with staging riots? By the way, Ted Cruz also, you had another hearing going on today, two big hearings happening at the Capitol Hill today. Ted Cruz asking about Ray Epps and if the FBI was involved in January 6th, and the FBI's response was no comment. No comment. In other words, yep, we ran the whole damn thing.
We gotta get that clip. Wow. Light a fire under Cruz's ass. Get some results.
That's right.
We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.